Blog Talk Radio.
New Colgate Total helps you keep your whole mouth healthy. With advanced technology, it now provides more benefits than it ever has before. It provides excellent protection from plaque and gingivitis, stains, tartar, and cavities. Plus, it now offers new benefits. It instantly neutralizes odors associated with bad breath. It seals the root cause of sensitivity for long-lasting relief with all variants. And it now seeks and fights bacteria for enamel protection. Breakthrough technology for more benefits than ever before. New Colgate Total.
With E. Davis, and you are on the air with O&E Dynasty. Call in to join the conversation at 516-453-9133. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I am so excited for tonight's show because we are going to be discussing how faith can force you into your purpose. As an entrepreneur, I believe entrepreneurs are not able to, they cannot be atheists. I will say this. You can believe what you want to believe and feel how you want to feel, but for you, for your business to grow, you have to have faith in something. Young businesses go through so many business cycles. Looking back, a dip in business a few years ago may seem easy, as every curve, positive and negative in the cycle, exaggerates itself with every passing year. It is a series of challenges, and as soon as you overcome one challenge, the next starts to present itself. The most difficult part of entrepreneurship is the ability of many things outside of entrepreneurs, outside the control, which affect the solution to each challenge that is presented. To think, the entrepreneurs took the dive into starting a business to be in control of his or her own destiny, meaning that they decided to build their own table and take charge of what they want the outcome to be. For a young business which has been through multiple business cycles, the founding team starts to understand that the team can only do what is in their hands and leave the rest to fate. Sometimes in business, there is no choice but to keep your head down and work hard without having complete confidence of the end of outcome. This is what makes it exciting. It's the unknown. Exciting maybe, but what keeps the entrepreneur sane is the insane environment. So you may have to get used to the crazy to keep your focus. I've met with a few successful entrepreneurs, and there is a under-rising sense of optimism no matter what state their business is in. They laugh in the face of challenges. They know the end outcome cannot be controlled, but still go out every day with the confidence that if the business sticks to its core, works hard, and keeps focused, it will all work out. This is the same message that we tell ourselves even in our personal trials and tribulations, starting with parents telling us the same when we were kids, as to entrepreneurs reminding ourselves of the same when things just don't seem to move. It's a faith in our area, our co-founders, teams, and the businesses that keep us going in the face of unrelenting, immobile, and rigid challenge the business throws at us. Entrepreneurship is not possible without faith. It is not possible to be in control of a situation of uncontrollable elements and still be confident in the ability to control it without a belief in a power outside of yourself. It does not necessarily have to be a faith in God, but it is a faith in something that keeps entrepreneurs going. If you put 10 entrepreneurs in a room to discuss miracles in their business, things that happen in the face of failure, which were completely unexpected, one story will follow another, and the number of stories will be unending. How can that be possible without some source of outside, the one in the realm of control, ensuring the things work out? Again, the faith doesn't necessarily have to be in God, but it needs to be in something. It is just not possible to face such a situation of any human being without having a crazy, unrealistic faith and an optimist that the business will survive, grow, and prosper. If money is the central scoreboard of any business underneath all of the passion, culture, and aspiration, then it makes sense that the world's largest economy, at least currently, inscribes the words "In God We Trust" or their currency. As the business grows, one can start connecting their dots or breadcrumbs left by the entrepreneurial predecessor, giving more hope and optimism to not just think, but to know. And to know that is all the work in the end. Ladies and gentlemen, I am beyond pleased to introduce my guest. My guest tonight is a close friend of the family. I can say that he and his wife and I literally grew up together. We are from the same neighborhood, same neck of the woods, and we both started our companies around the same time, and we are prospering through faith. And faith is what's keeping our heads up. Faith is what's keeping the business afloat. And faith is what's keeping our determination no matter what people say. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the King's Press CEO and founder, Mr. Ron King, and his wife, Manisha King. Hello, Ron and Manisha.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. How you doing?
Hi. How are you both?
We're doing
well. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited because I feel like I have, you know, my homies on the line with me, and we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to talk about your business. We're going to talk about the start of your business, what led to the start, and just your progress because you guys are booming. It is a family business, and I love the fact of the determination and the discipline that you guys set before you to not only teach your children but to teach those in your circle and those abroad.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having us, too, this evening. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you. So first and foremost, tell us about yourselves.
Well, we're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Grew up in Stan Heights in a small enclave within the inner city. An educator by trade. We've been married for about 17 years. We have three beautiful kids. All our sons are with us now. We're transplants in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we started the King's Press about 3 years ago in 2018.
Okay, 2018. Okay, I got you. Okay. What led to the King's Press? What was the light bulb that said, you know what, this is what we're going to do?
about 20 years ago, Manisha and I had a conversation. This was even before we were married. It was over 20 years ago, as a matter of fact. We talked about writing books. We talked about, you know, owning land. We talked about having merchandise and having our own businesses. We discussed this, you know, years before we were even married. And I think that was a part of the attraction. Not the only part, but definitely one of those things that stood out between our connection and kind of solidified that union for us because we had similar goals and similar aims. So that what started the publishing company, I would have to say it started there. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, you know, experiences, we had a family and obviously we were married and, you know, we actually became educators together. Actually, we have social, it's funny because we have like a social work background together and we became educators together. So it's interesting how we kind of grew up like professionally too. Obviously there's some nuances with our backgrounds, but that we have similar experiences when it comes to those two domains. So it, as that time went on, you know, and our interests kind of peaked, you know, we began to write and it evolved into a publishing company and here we are.
So what ups and downs did you face, or was there ever a time when you guys was like, maybe we're getting, you know, this is getting above us?
I would say for me, when I'm thinking about ups and downs, it was really hard to make that transition into full-time entrepreneurship. I was used to the thought process that you need to build your business on the side or, you know, outside of working a full-time job. So I think when I had to shift to actually leave my job, or really it was COVID, getting laid off, so it just kind of happened organically. I still found myself, you know, working with Braun to put forth projects and things as a business, but then also looking for jobs at the same time. And I think so there was that struggle there, you know, and him trying to get me in a place where mentally I can let go of the, you know, the idea of working for someone else, but being an entrepreneur, even in my you know, in my spirit. So I would say that was definitely a part of the ups and downs in my experience.
What about you, Ron? Was there any ups and downs?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the ups and downs, I think that's what Manisha was alluding to, is that it starts in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you're an entrepreneur, believing in yourself is one of the most difficult things because you're really up against the traditional narrative. In the narrative that you're up against, the belief system, the philosophy, the way of life, how we're raised is not necessarily wrong. Getting a job that sustains your quality of life to where you're not worried about where your next meal's coming from, you have good benefits to where you can go to the doctor's office and you don't have to pay these exorbitant fees in order to just maintain your health. You know, having the discipline to go in and out of the job, having the possibility of being promoted within an organization and working your way up the corporate ladder. That's how we're raised, and that's not necessarily wrong. So I don't want to somehow discourage anyone who is totally fine with that, because it definitely means you're cut from a different cloth if you're an entrepreneur. Because the psychology of it, you go through this process, you have to morph into something that is optimistic. You were talking about it in the introduction. You know, you have to be an optimist. You have to look at it like, I can do this. And just to bring it home, you know, we're Christians. So, you know, when it comes to this, like, this is a lot of things that I didn't understand about how my Christian faith actually mm-hmm. aligns with building confidence in me as an entrepreneur. Because when you think about this sort of process to encourage yourself, you have to eliminate doubt. You have to totally get rid of doubt. And that means you have to get rid of people who doubt in you. God is not pleased. God is not pleased with doubt. So this is the thing that really opened my eyes. God is not pleased with doubt. Like, without faith, it's impossible to please him, right? Isn't that the scripture? So
come on.
If you are hanging around people who doubt you and you're made in his image, and we're supposed to be like God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. You're supposed to have God's kingdom on this earth. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, we live in this thing because it's by faith. The just shall live by faith, I promise you. If you don't have no faith, it's over for you. And you're not pleasing God. And God, you're lukewarm. He's going to spew you right out of his mouth. And he's not pleased with that. And so I say that to say this. Scripture also says bad company corrupts good morals. So if you're around bad company, it's going to corrupt your good morals to believe in yourself and bring God's kingdom upon this earth. And God's kingdom, when God comes back, he's coming on the clouds of heaven in the spirit of David. And he's coming back for his people. And that doesn't sound like somebody who's weak. And that doesn't sound like somebody who don't believe in himself. And it certainly don't sound like somebody I want to follow. Mm. You know what I mean? If you're going to doubt yourself, you know what I mean? If you coming back in the spirit of David, that's who I want to follow. I want to follow the line of the tribe of Judah. You know what I mean? All of those, all of the things that we refer to the God of heaven, the Most High. You know what I mean? That is the same spirit. And if he created you, that's the same spirit that you're supposed to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I'm a king's kid. I'm an heir to the throne. You know what I mean? I was grafted in. You know, with God, all things are possible. You know, like with God, all things are possible. So if you doubt me or make fun of me or clown me for pursuing something that I can't even sleep at night unless I do it.
Wow. Preach.
You can't be around me. Mm. You don't even have the right to be around me because you can't even grow in this atmosphere. You're a pesticide is what you are. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And so I can't deal with you. And I don't care who you now listen. Now let me tell you something. And we're talking about this thing about faith. And we're talking about this thing about up and downs and, you know, what happened psychologically when Jesus' mom came to the door, and I can't remember when, but she came to the door, and then somebody came to Jesus while he was preaching and said, hey, your mom's at the door, like, get up, you know, basically saying, like,
yeah, he said
my brothers and sisters, my mother and father, or whatever, my family is the ones that follow God, basically.
He does the will of my father. Absolutely.
Right. That do the will of my father, right? Yeah. So I say that to say this, or I use that example to say this. There are going to be times, and this is for anybody who wants to hear this, and it doesn't even necessarily, this goes far beyond entrepreneurship, but it's the spirit in which we are to operate and understand who we are as human beings made in the image of a holy and righteous God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that dwell within. You are supposed to walk upon this earth bringing his kingdom here, and you are supposed to be walking with people who are like-minded in that sense, at least when you were trying to build something. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like you're supposed to go out and win people in the kingdom with people who are of the kingdom, but those people have to be of the same spirit. They have to be building with you. If you got to tell somebody to go get the bricks, that ain't the one to build with. Basically.
Listen, we have a track, and when we come back, I want to talk about that building, what you just said. I want to elaborate on that after this track.
True, go ahead. This is called them as an anthem we sing at the church. We want to share it tonight.
Greater is he that is. I am the God,
Oh.
take us. We have the victory. We are victorious. I dare you to lift your hands.
This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. You are on the air from Logos. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are featuring our guest, my longtime friend, Dron King, and his wife, Manisha King, and the power of faith can force you into your purpose. Right before we went into the musical segment, Ron was speaking on the association and the affiliation with doubters. Ron, you was definitely speaking some, you was definitely dropping, I would say that, some jewels. Because the distraction of a doubter, the distraction of a naysayer, the discouragement can keep you from moving forward. When I was about maybe 15 years old, I had a childhood best friend. And when she was in school, she was studying home ec, and she wanted to be a fashion designer. And someone told her, a family friend told her, that she won't make it because they didn't make it. So when my friend told her mother said, well, you're just mad because she told you the truth. I was blown away. I said, what? Because... And everybody knows me. I'm a writer. I knew that I was going to be a writer at 8 years old. I told my parents, and I was it. And their main concern was just, you know, stay focused in school, you know, have a plan B, you know, have a job that's paying the bills, because they told me the ups and downs of writing, but they never, ever discouraged me from writing. They never said, you can't, you won't, you know what I mean? They just said, make sure that, you know, you find maybe a job, say, in journalism or, you know what I mean, something like that where it's paying the bills, where you're not stuck. But they never discouraged me. And the fact that the doubters are, you know, that were within her family that literally discouraged her from pursuing her dreams as a fashion designer. Because if you look at what's going on in today's society, there's so many designers coming out, and with the wave of social media, she could have been making some serious money, especially with a lot of black designers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's a full-figured young lady. She could have been, I mean, dressing full-figured, you know, the plus-size models, because now it's all about the hips, the curves, you know, the thighs, the breasts, all that. She could have been making some serious money if she would have just, you know, erased that doubt or that wave of doubt. You know what I mean? And that's so important when you have doubters. You cannot affiliate yourself with doubters. You can't affiliate yourself with someone that says, you know, oh, how's your little business coming? How's your, you know what I mean? You know, oh, okay, you know, that's just her little, you know.
It.
I'm just like, oh, no, you're not, no, I don't have a little business. I don't have a little business. And you know what? Even today, right before the show, I was talking to a friend of mine. And he started his own publishing company. His own film company beginning of this year. I helped him get his LLC. He's still on fire. He was on fire. And I wrote the screenplay, and we sent out scripts to the cast. We was emailing scripts. And but it was just very unorganized. I said, okay, well, you know, hold up. Like, rehearsals was just very unorganized. He was scheduling rehearsals on Monday for like two of the characters, and he was saying to put just let's work on, you know, just their two lines and nobody else's. I said, well, you got scenes with these two and like in other cast members. You can't skip over the cast. You know what I mean? I said, you know, this is messy. This is very messy. And I said, this needs to be restructured. And he said, well, I'm not Tyler Perry. I said, no. You're not Tyler Perry. You're so-and-so. And I said his name. I said, Tyler mm-hmm. Perry, he may have bought a film studio, but you about to buy the city.
Come on.
I said, you have to talk as if you are a film producer. Don't say yeah. you're trying to start it because it's already started. You have the paperwork. I said, if you have a cast, you put together an itinerary. If they can't comply, then they can't be your cast. Just like you go on a job interview, they ask you what hours can you, you know, when's your availability. If you give them some goofy schedule, you're not working for them.
True.
You have to think and move like a business, and that's the thing. When you got doubters, that can shift your perspective. And when you associate yourself or entertain distractions are very easy. Your mm-hmm. grandma could be calling you. Your uncle could be, like, distractions
that's
very
right.
easily. I've read in a Harper's Bazaar, Beyonce said, I didn't have time to kiki around. I had to make money.
Wow.
I had a job. I have a job. And you got to look at it as your job. So whether you make $5 or $500, I got to go to work.
True.
I got to put these books out. I got to put this content out. I got to go to work. And that's the power of it. That's why I said, brother, you was preaching. You was preaching to me today. We about to pass around a collection plate for you, Brother Ron. I'm telling you, because you speak your life, and that is so powerful. You have to say, I am. If God says that I am, and you said we are made in the likeness of him,
mm-hmm.
then you have to say, I am. I am an author. I am a publisher. I am a business person. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a businessman. We have a family business. You know what I mean? You have to speak that. And you say again?
No, I was about to say, if I could interject, that, and if somebody calls you, like I had a family member, a very close family member, say, we were wondering why you wrote the book. Just like that.
What do you mean, wondering why? What is that?
In other words, you shouldn't have wrote the book. You shouldn't have did that. Because the book is terrible, basically. So that's the kind of negativity. Like, even if the book was terrible, tell me what was terrible about it from your perspective, you know, and give me some details. But then when I find out that you didn't even read the book, and this same person didn't even read the book, you know. And see, that's the kind of double-mindedness you're dealing with. And that ain't nothing but Satan. And hang up the phone. And I'm telling you, like, this was a family member, like, yeah, real close family member. And we don't talk. We don't talk to this day. Not because I hate them. Not because I feel like they're beneath me or anything like that. It's simply because they don't believe in me. And it was just a manifestation of what has been said over the years. And so I just had to make a conscious decision about family members, no matter who you were, mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, uncle, if grandma talking negativity, I got so much positive feedback from people who weren't within my family. Like
mm-hmm.
I got a lot of family members. I have family members who didn't even read the book. But then I had distant family members that were reading the book, calling me, telling me like what they enjoyed about it, telling me, you know, what they wanted to hear more about, you know, what they wish they would have heard more about or what have you. You know, I got some really good feedback, but none of them were my, like, family members. You know what I mean? Like, other than my wife, you know, me and her, she was reading some of it, and she would give me commentary. So not my wife, but I'm talking about family members I grew up with in my childhood, you know, and that was a very difficult process for me to no longer speak to somebody who was just ongoing. the disrespect was ongoing. You know, it wasn't just that, but it just gave me it. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, it puts you in the position to where you have to make hardline decisions. And that was one of them for me, because I was already insecure. I was already vulnerable. I was already feeling bad. You know, what if this doesn't work out? I was already struggling to be that optimist. I was doubting myself already. I was already kicking myself like I was already down. But meanwhile, I'm doing something that many people don't even have the courage to do, you know? You know, you have to really consider your network and your circle, and then you have to start. You just have to start narrowing that circle as you begin to venture out into new waters. You can't play around with it, you know. And you got to go with people who's willing to go with you, and it has to be reciprocity, you know. And you were one of those people. You know, that, you know, as soon as I told you, you were like, well, let's go. And I said, all right, well, we going. And you were such a tremendous blessing in the beginning, because that, believe it or not, like, you know, you're doing a lot, helping a lot of people start their businesses. And it's exactly that kind of spirit that you had to that young man that you gave to me. And it helped me navigate those insecurities in the beginning, when you're just kind of struggling. And then, of course, it was your skill set. I mean, you basically helped me start everything, you know, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just in the dark, you know. And you need people around you that know what they're doing, and that are willing to believe in you and show you, you know. So thank you.
Wow.
I say that on air. I say that internationally. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know what? I look at it as, you know, I don't even look at it like that. I looked at it as my brother trying to get something started. Here, you know, here, let me drop this. You know, this is what you do. This is where you go. I don't even look at, Brother O, the producer, Big Brother Ngozi, tells me all the time that, you know, I'm helping people. And I don't even look at it like that. I just look at it as, I'll share, you know, what you got, you know, what you need, I'll share. And not realizing the impact, you know what I mean? I thank God for that, because I love to help people, but I don't even realize that I'm helping people. I just figured, you know, if I got one, you know, if I got two, then, you know, I'll give you one. You know what I mean? So I just thank God for our friendship, because what was it? Pastor Bozeman, we go back with a youth crusade.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
youth
I mean?
Crusade. Yeah,
we
youth
taking
crusade.
It back to the 90s. watching me awake it in, you know what I mean? We go all of the back. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about the King's Press Publishing, but before that we have a track.
Tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Like, how you gonna live as a Christian? Like, how you gonna live out a mission? Like, how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless but not for the wicked? Here's to sit in the pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all so religious. I'm like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit. Have some brothers who smoking a dank. I can't judge them, I know that I can't. Cause I looked at my mama with hate. I made all my music for me and promoted it so I could blow it one day. And God told me throw it away. Like people was passing the J. Went to college, he changed my life. 22 and I'm living for Christ. And I'm about to marry my wife. And I ain't gonna marry her twice. I ain't rapping to put on the ice. Talking PB, we rolling the dice. Never lull in my head like light. But I gave him a heavenly swipe. I don't need my name in light. I'm just riding through the city in a focus. No cap, I was going through the motions. Got the devil saying do something bogus. I can't do that. I used to lust on them women until I found out where the truth at. Whenever you look at my life, you should see that is right. You should see where the fruit at. There's only one to look at. I was in middle school packing my book bag. This is my story, don't ask where my book at. I wasn't trying to fit in with the cool cat. I got my brothers, we rode through the city. It felt like my music had two fans. Back in the week, they was all trying to hit. Had a chip on their shoulder like Cool Ranch. I cannot give in, I'ma be who I made. Yeah, the industry wants you to change. Can't sell my heart to the game. I got loyalty deep in my veins. I bet, think about life.
life right now, I'm thankful. God's so great, you could always say thank you. Always on the quest, trying to pray for things. Came from the scene a little bit, I'm great. I was so anxious, my heart would just beat, no patience. So my mind started changing. I remember when my mama was fired. I remember when my daddy was fired. I remember moving so many times. God always kept the family alive. I tried to live with the weight on my back. Had so much on me, I cracked. I ain't trying to go back. I ain't trying to go back. I'll admit that, yeah. Like, how you gonna live as a Christian? Like, how you gonna live out a mission? Like, how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless but not for the wicked? You just sit in the pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all too religious. I like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit it.
That track, Brother O, who was that? Brother O.
Okay, I let it marinate there. It's my brother who I produce, and he's a wonderful person, and now he's getting out there. His name is Harvey. He's from Brunswick, Georgia, and I'm proud of that. I'm the DJ. That's all I got to say.
You're more than a DJ. I'm just going to put you.
Yeah, that's a hot track. I like that track.
Yeah, he...
The last one I like, too. I like the other one, too.
John P. Key?
Yeah.
Listen, I got, you know, tonight we have a double play. A young lady by the name of Brianna, and she's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she lost everything, guys. Her home was tore up by not only the hurricane down there, Ida, but also a tornado that sent down about 20 blocks from her church. The church was not touched, but her homes, the whole block was destroyed. And I got to play a double, you know, double play for her. This is one of the greatest gospel rappers of all time, guys. I want you to sit back and listen. It's BBJ, y'all. Universal Concussion right here.
I would not have you to be ignorant, my brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so that also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Futuristic, thanks to flow, stylistic, Hellgate, whirling the mind, sex gate, Clinton escape, sign of the time, still heat, damn, gotta eat no black, no black pride, please. Dog slavery guard, better leave, got a sick benediction around the green, true love, holy ghost set free,
you die.
I'm a full breed, rock, while I'm flat,
God,
all bow now, every knee bent, cross carrier, over every earth barrier, praise God from Jerusalem to Samaria, diocese, water to the deed, conceived seed, my love, your daughter, son, do a dime.
Like frost, if you ain't down the
bring it, don't sing it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well done. The time has come for the anointed one.
DBJ.
Saints to be of the rap club.
Universal confession.
That's what you said.
Universal confession.
That's what it is.
The time has come for the anointed one.
DBJ.
Saints to be of the rap club.
Universal confession.
That's what you said.
Universal confession.
That's what it is.
Oh, my beloved. We seem to be living in a day and time where everybody wants to be a church. But the Bible lets me know in the Gospel of St. John, 3rd chapter, verse 17, that God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Dedicated to Brianna out there, man. Stay strong, man. You know what I mean? You know, God got you. You know what I mean? I'm your boy, Olasky. The greatest on whirlwind turntables 1 and 2 for you and you. Back to E. Davis.
E. Davis is Strictly Business with E. Davis on the air from Logos. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Join, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are live tonight with the CEOs and founder of the King's Press Publishing, LLC, Ron King, and his lovely wife, Manisha King. So let's talk about the King's Press. Tell us about that publishing company and what does it offer?
So the King's Press, LLC, is a family-owned publishing house. We create platforms for the unsung heroes, the voiceless, and the invisible. And we offer services, you know, publishing services from A to Z, you know, consulting. We assist authors with promotion and, you know, marketing strategies. We do have 3 online talk shows. One is Kids Talk Tuesdays, which promotes or is a platform for kid authors and entrepreneurs to promote their businesses and their books. We also have Celebrating Black Literacy, which is every Wednesday, and that's really uplifting the black voice, you know, making sure that our stories are being told and we're making an impact as authors. And then we have Authors Chat, which is once a month that is for authors of all backgrounds. So we are really just trying to create platunities for, you know, authors to be noticed, also to get, you know, get their stories out there on larger scales, helping them see themselves, you know, as business owners and as their own brand. It's really, you know, a lot of what we do, there's so much passion behind what we do and just allowing people to share their true stories, you know, authentic stories. We truly believe that you being real and being true to who you are, you know, helps others to do the same. And so we're really big on those things. Our values are definitely for family, faith, you know, and leaving a financial legacy for our children and, of course, their children and children's children. So it's been a great journey. King's Press has other ancillary services where we can offer courier services as well as Ron's like, I think he's cutting that one out because he's over here like, nah, not anymore. So I guess that's no longer on the list. But definitely a place where you can feel free. You can be you, and it's genuine, you know, and definitely a lot of love poured into those that we're connected with. We have a pop-up bookshop
that we travel around to, you know, events, selling books. We have featured authors that we will sell their work, their books as well. So lots of things, lots of great things going on, and we're just continuing to grow. We're taking our Celebrating Black Literacy platform. We're expanding that to take that on the road. So actually tomorrow, Friday, yes, will be our first event where we're taking Celebrating Black Literacy to Bladenboro County here in North Carolina, and we'll just be traveling all over, you know, providing opportunities for authors to come out and sell their work, and then doing some empowering activities and enrichment for communities, because we're really strong about definitely the Black community being literate, and then also those images, you know, creating images to where it's more positive, and it's not, you know, we're not seen in those negative lights that's often on, you know, in the media and that people see. So we're all about dispelling those things. And yeah, so that's a
wow,
lot
that's
about
a lot. Girl, I don't know how y'all juggle it. I mean, like, ooh, wait a minute. One thing at a time. y'all handle that very, very well. Because I have to have a to-do list and what needs to be done each day. So y'all definitely doing it. And I mean, I commend y'all. Now, if someone was interested in getting published with you guys or learning information more about the King's Press, where can we find your information?
Our website is a good place to go, www.kingspresspublishing.com. That has all of email address, phone numbers, everything that they can use to contact us. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at The King's Press LLC. Again, that's at The King's Press LLC on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. We got some more questions regarding actually, the next topic we're going to discuss is about speaking life. We'll be going into that right after this track.
This
Brother Ugly got his going to church, bruh. He bought the pastor collection plate. We have a service up in here. Ron's preaching. You got the choir singing. My niece is giving
it to. Listen, I come from the great Church of God in Christ. Y'all know, you know what I mean? Memphis, Tennessee, and I mean 1906. Y'all know what time it is. Charles Harrison Mason, founder of our church.
Now.
All right, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Right,
we'll bring our next caller. Bring the caller on. Caller 1, you're online right now with E. Davis, Strictly Business, right here, O.N. of Ease.
Hey, caller, thank you very much for calling. Where's your name and where
you? Hey, how you doing? It's your true friend, Willa Dodd. Damn, I'm falling down the steps.
Hey,
oh my God, what's up? Eat they died? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
so
sorry I haven't been catching up with you, but listen, this is my problem with everybody don't understand. I got situations. I got real problems. And when the damn government tells me I can't make a phone call because I ran out of minutes and I got to pay another $10 for 1,000 minutes because I have Metro, part of T-Mobile, it makes me mad because everybody get mad at me like, why you ain't call my show? I'm like, yo, man, you got $10. I'm sorry. But when you say this topic and I'm looking at it, I'm like, yo, what the heck is going on? You know, it's the second day of the month. Everybody just got paid yesterday. Someone received it tonight at 12 o'clock and they so happy. Said, look what God did. I am paid. Problem is, people use their money in the, how you say it?
People
imbecile way or ignorant, egological way. I don't know if that word exists. Egological. Is that? I don't know. Anyway, but I'm just saying, when the people spend up all their money, like, wait a minute. It's the last day of the month. Did they just say I can't get no more money? See, the pandemic about to shut down as of September 4th. Is that tomorrow? No, day before tomorrow. I mean, day after tomorrow. So when you say faith, I love your topic. Faith can force you into your purpose. You are talking to the world to tell them to trust God before you trust yourself. Correct?
Right, but I'm also focusing on if you have a business or you're thinking of starting a business, sometimes situations can happen that will force you to fall back onto your business, and it will manifest because that's what you're supposed to be doing in the meantime. Because, see, we get comfortable in the 9-to-5 and the steady, you know, and the biweekly paychecks or the weekly paychecks or even that first of the month. You know, SSI. What it is that we get too comfortable. We get stagnant, and we're like, well, you know, I'll work on the brand tomorrow, or I'll work on it next week. And the thing is, it's right now. And if the pandemic didn't teach us anything, this is not the time to play, because the government is trying to force our hands into thinking something, into believing something, but we have to stand firm on our faith. And if the faith is saying to do this and to do that, but again, we're being stagnant, situations will come that will force you to fall back onto your faith and say, you know what? What else do I got to lose? Like, God told Abram, leave your father's house and go where I tell you. And those customs, he couldn't leave his dad's house until his father died. But he went against the custom and went by faith. He didn't know where he was going. He just knew that, guess what? I can't stay here. There's something greater out there. Okay? And then by his faith, God was like, I'm going to give you a son, and you're going to be a father of many nations. Okay? So it was like, but you look at the natural. My wife is old. She well past her barren years. I ain't got a foot in the grave myself, and we ain't got no kids. But you talking about only a father, many nations. Now, is that like a surrogate father? Because I got my nephew. I got my servant. You know, I got a couple people who I mentor. God's like, no, you won't have a biological son. And maybe he thought it would be through another woman. Like, okay, Sarah can't physically have kids, so, okay, it'll be through her maidservant. God's like, that's not what I told you. So it was Isaac. So they had one birth child. And then that birth child gave birth to twins. And them twins had a bunch of kids. And them kids had a bunch of kids, and so forth and so forth. But faith forced him into his purpose. He said, I got to go. And sometimes we don't step out on faith because we're too comfortable. And sometimes the comfort has to be taken away. And that's the thing. And that's when the doubters will come, well, you ain't got no job. No, I have a job. Well, what you going to do about money? I have money. Because even if you have $1, you have money. You treat that dollar as if it's $1 million. You treat that company, if that company, as if it's a multi-million-dollar company. You treat that as if, like, you get up in the morning and you work your business. You get up, and if you got to do research, then that's what you're doing for the next 2.5. You got to research. You got to send out emails. If you got to print stuff, then you print stuff. You treat that company as if that's what you say. I am the CEO. Not I got a little business. No, I am the CEO and founder of this company. And if you got one client, you got clients. Don't look at it as one. Look at it as clients. I'm working with my client right now. I'm taking a meeting right now. Whether it's a phone call or a text, I'm in a meeting right now. You got to speak it, because the more you speak it, the more you live it. Because, see, the thing is, we call each other's names. You know, my name is Ebony, or my name is Jenny. We call our names, and we know how to answer to those names. But do we call each other our destinies? Do we call each other CEO? Do we call each other boss? Because in the past 2-3 years, we calling all the black women queen. Hey, queen. And none of them act like queens, but we call them queens. Hey, queen. We don't call them peasants. We call them queens. You got to speak life into it. Well, look, do you have any thoughts?
I got to say, listen, I'm going to try to bull, because I know we got some more callers. So I'm going to try to be as fast as I can with this daggone conversation. I love how God moves, because I was going to say something about people, you need to get your own business. But something said, shut the hell up. And since I shut it up, you came with a revolutionary eyes way of making everybody's dreams come true by saying, let me research what she talked about. Let me see if the Bible is telling the truth. Let me find out if this woman is really talking real stuff. And then when they find out, they're like, wow, she wasn't lying. So what you just did was actually put these people in a whole new world where they can actually believe and take time and find out who they are. Because if they don't know who they is now, God knows they're going to change them later. Because the government is going to keep punking people and making them believe that they don't exist, or they're going to believe in science. So when you talking, I'm already like on the next level with it, and I love what you're saying. But the big illusion that got me right now while I'm staring outside in the sky is looking at these stars that I thought was a real star, but then sometimes they could be a daggone, what's them things called? UFO. No, not UFO. But the other thing you can control.
A meteor.
No, not a meteor. The thing you can control, the thing.
The drones.
Right.
And they can sit there and be
watching you. Right. And then you look at it, because my boy said, yo, look at that right there. And it was daylight. I said, all right, man. He said, look, now watch, it's going to move, and you ain't going to pay no attention. Then I looked at it, and it was on the other side. I said, damn, they really watching us. But we ain't paying no attention. So when you saying what you're saying to people, don't trust your job that you have right now, because one day it could, you know, flop. It could say, you know what, we ran out of money, we're bankrupt. Bye. Say you, sorry, can't do nothing for you. So if you get your own business, you're allowed to go to work when you want to go to work. You can hire anybody you want to hire. You can actually be ignorant if you like to, because it's your business. Or you could just change the game. So please, don't stop the body rock, baby, because my God, you just became somebody. You know what I'm talking about? Even though you are somebody, but you became somebody else because now people are relevant. Feel me?
Thank you, Brother God. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How are you, E. Davis, Queen Sister?
How are you?
I am well. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, with a little tea time from Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm definitely listening to the show tonight, and I'm feeling your topic. So I just wanted to call in and show you my love and support and let you know, I, as a person who owns and runs my own business now, I definitely support what you're saying here. And Queen Sister, you continue to do the work and you continue to put it down. Love the topic.
Thank you so much, Derek. So we have just some final thoughts, and then it goes the time. My final thoughts are this. Like Ron and his Manisha, my family, I have always wanted my own company. I always dreamt that I would be an author one day. I just knew it. I would, you know, be living that life, blah, blah, blah. It was until the end of 2015. I was having issues with my current publishing company. It wasn't major issues. It was just the point that there was things I really was not happy with. And I met a gentleman who was Amazon's bestseller. He wrote children's books. And I said, what are you doing? What's your secret? I'm a student. And he told me, start your own publishing company. And there was something that I thought of in the back of my mind. Just, I wrote it down, you know, kept it in the journal and just, you know, kept moving. And I said, well, don't I have to be on Oprah's level to do that? He said, no. That night, my company, Writer's Block Publishing LLC, was born. I got the EIN number for it, and then within a few months, saved the money to get the LLC for it, and then a few months, saved the money to get the necessary, the ISBN numbers and things like that. And I'm saying this to those listening. You don't have to look at yourself as the Tyler Perrys or the Oprahs or the Steven Spielbergs or whomever. And even if you're an author, to put yourself on John Grisham's or Toni Morrison's or F. Scott Fitzgerald or Jane Austen or Alice Walker or any of the greats. As you're writing your book, as you're starting your company, say to yourself in the mirror, this, I am the CEO. This is my company. This is a multi-million dollar company. The past week I learned about the power of manifestation. Don't say I'm going to. Say I have, I am, I'm doing. You got to speak life, because faith will not manifest if you're not speaking life. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Speak life into it. So if you have just one piece of inventory, work it like you have a whole shelf full or a whole shipment full. If you have one client, one teammate, work as if you have a whole production company. I like to thank my guest tonight because we both start our companies around the same time. We both walk with intrepidation, and we are both successfully living a dream within a such short period of time. Now we have Ngozi time.
The simple song of life simply say you should live the world that you gave your life for every man, little boy
And girl, in this quest of life, when demands rage, I fall on my knees and say, Lord, don't take my simple song away. Simple songs of life, simply says, he used to love this old world, that you gave your life for every man, little boy and girl. In this quest of life, when timbers reach, I'm falling. My simple song away. No, don't take my simple song away. Don't you take my simple song. That saved a wretch like me. Hear me when I say, my sins are gone away. Sounds like a too weak child. Things are gonna get easier.
Oh,
key is to thank him for the simple things. And tonight, I want to thank personally the two young people that came on this line tonight. This is Odelli and Gozi. Thank you so much for just being who you are with God and continue to walk with him in all matters of, you know, goodness and mercy. I want to thank you both tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you look at John P. Key, he talks about, Lord, don't take the simple song away. As a DJ, it's very, very important to me to bring forth the right soundtrack. And you guys, you know, stood firm in your belief. And tonight, I wanted God to bless this, you know, this outward appearance for us to be able to touch people and change people. And now, without further ado, we have a person that has always been, you know, there for us. And we'll talk about Looking Glass Entertainment tonight. You know, you guys allow us to do a lot of shows, you know, on a constant basis. And, you know, what can we do and what more can we say is, you know, an outward expression for us to be able to do what we do on a constant basis. All these years, you allowed people to listen to great shows and to have the ability to present themselves without censorship. And I just want to thank, you know, Looking Glass Entertainment for believing in us wholeheartedly in everything that we do and we say. I do have another caller, E. Davis. I'm going to bring him on right now before I go into my Ngozi time. You know, and before I do that, as he's on, I want to thank Will of God and Too Thorough. His shows are Fridays here at Ornie Dynasty. And then, of course, Jerick the Gifted One Thomas, Tuesdays right here at Ornie Dynasty. The National Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting, enshrining for the class of 2020. Huni Bakatun.
Huni!
Hey,
big brother. Hey,
peace. Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings. I just want to say thank you, woman of God, and the man and woman of God for such a great, great show. Also want to thank also another man of God, the producer, and so many things for us. The show was just excellent. As I continue to listen to your shows, thank you so much for bringing the element of business, because you got a lot of people that haven't mastered business. And I definitely give thanks to All in All, sending our Hall of Fame producer and DJ and so many things, the CEO of our company, for bringing ONE Dynasty. Because that's one of the things that we didn't have, a great network. And with the brilliant mind that you have when it comes to business, I also want to say up front, you definitely were one of the ones that inspired me to finally get my LLC. When it came to sound therapy, I definitely want to take time to be open and upfront about that. Thank you so much. And the listening audience, you know, the shows is definitely going to get greater. So I definitely want to make my voice heard. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Brother
Honey. And this man is on Thursdays here at ONE Dynasty. And we thank him so much for what he does for us on a constant basis. You know, a person that is the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, which means that's the host of the year, guys, 2018 and 2020. And, of course, more importantly, E. Davis, right? He's an enshrinee to the Hall of Fame all around the world. And his name is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. The Magic Man. We want to thank all the folks out there that counted that robbery to listen to ONE Dynasty tonight. We thank all the people who listen to us on a constant basis. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Olodelli Ngozi Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Olodelli Ngozi Appearance at Google+. Olodelli Malema Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Strictly Business, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. That goes with my and gmail.com. I am. The 2021 International Internet Radio Producing and Shrining for the Hall of Fame internationally as well. More importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Darling Malin, goes to saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us in the constant basis tonight. E of the Davis family, you have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Again, I want to thank my special guests, my family friends, because the fact that they took their time out of their evening just to spend this hour with us at the O&E Dynasty, I'm beyond humbled. I'm beyond grateful. Thank you again, Ron and Manisha. Also, just big ups to the King's Press. I am loving what you're doing. Manisha, even your post on Facebook on the marriage menu, it's beyond beautiful because, you know, first I was, you know, just throwing little jokes and tease about the institution of marriage, but it's honestly a beautiful post and a beautiful Facebook group because a lot of people don't value the institution of marriage. They look at it as a piece of paper and things like that, but you really be putting some heartfelt, mind-provoking posts. So I just want to commend you on that as well. The power of manifesting your faith. It is so important to not let anyone discourage you, to not let anyone tell you that you cannot, because cannot should not be a part of your vocabulary. If there's something that you want to do, just do it. Don't be so unapologetic that it hurts. Live it, breathe it, and take it into your, let it be in your bloodstream. Okay, don't allow anyone, I don't care if you're 65 years old and you're starting your own business. You're never, just like you're never supposed to go back to school, you're never too late to start your own business. And it doesn't have to be a major corporation or things like that. It could be a newsstand. It could be a catering. It could be just cupcakes. It could be lawn services. It could be gardening, something simple. It could be childcare. It could be crocheting, making scarves and blankets for the season. It can be anything as simple. All right, just do it and don't let anybody stop you. Allow your faith to manifest because you can and you will do it.
Tonight.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah. Yeah. Like how you gonna live as a Christian? Like how you gonna live out a mission? Like how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless but not for the wicked? Taking a pew as a critic, I would look up like y'all too religious. I'm like, this is for me, I admit it. I said, this is for me, I admit. Have some brothers who smoking a dank. I can't judge them, I know that I can't. Cause I looked at my mama with hate. I made all my music for me and promoted it so I could blow it one day. And God told me throw it away. Like people was passing the J. Went to college, he changed my life. 22 and I'm living for Christ. And I'm about to marry my wife. And I ain't gonna marry her twice. I ain't rapping to put on the ice. Talking PB, we rolling the dice. Never lost on my head like light. But I gave him a heavenly swipe. I don't need my name in life. I'm just riding through the city in a focus. No cap, I was going through the motions. Got a devil saying do something bogus. I can't do that. I used to lust on them women until I find out where the truth at. Whenever you look at my life, you should see that is right. You should see where the fruit at. There's only one to look at. I was in middle school packing my book bag. This is my story, don't ask where my book at. I wasn't trying to fit in with the cool cat. I got my brothers, we rode through the city. It felt like my music had 2 fans. Back in the week, they was all trying to hit. Had a chip on their shoulder like Cool Ranch. I cannot give in. I'ma be who I'm made. Yeah, the industry wants you to change. Can't sell my heart to the game. I got loyalty deep in my veins. I bet. Think about life right now, I'm thankful. God's so great, you could always say thank you. Always on the quest, trying to pray for saints. Okay. For the single little bit, I'm great. I was so anxious. My heart would just beat, no patience. Until my mind started changing. I remember when my mama was 5. I remember when my daddy was 5. I remember moving so many times. God always kept the family alive. I tried to live with the weight on my back. Had so much on me, I cracked. I ain't trying to go back. I ain't trying to go back. I'll admit that, yeah. Like how you gonna live as a Christian? Like how you gonna live out a mission? Like how you gonna roll through the city and pray for the homeless but not for the wicked? You just sitting in the pew as a critic. I would look up like y'all too religious. I like this is for me, I admit it. I said this is for me, I admit.